Coach, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
What are some of the key points as you prepare for Chicago Bears and Mike Glennon, running back Jordan Howard, some of their other weapons?
Very explosive offense. A lot of people don't talk about that part of it. And you guys probably heard Q talk about that part of they had just as many explosive plays in the run game and as we did on the offensive side. Very talented runner. A lot of people don't understand that this league is built on running. I know we're pass happy, but it's built on running. Having played Glennon a few times since I've been coaching back in the league, precision and precise quarterback. Is going to go out there and do exactly what the coaches ask him to do, and he's a true competitor. So it's going to be exciting from that standpoint.
What about Howard stands out to you when you watch him?
Kind of hit it on the head. He's a downhill runner, has a dangerous jump cut, and goes back to competing. You watch a guy who has a negative run, and he gets right back up on second and 11, and he comes right back downhill just as if it didn't happen. So that's going to in itself be a challenge. It's going to take more than one guy to tackle.
How much is tackling going to be an emphasis, knowing that he's most dangerous in his yards after the catch?
In general, historically, the first game, tackling is the main issue for every team in the league almost. And playing a back like him is really going to be detrimental to everything that we do from that standpoint. It's going to take more than one guy. We got to be fundamentalists when we're talking about it, and that's get the guy on the ground, you know, every technique that we talk about from that standpoint and effort and finish.
How's this transition gone for you?
It's been a blessing, man. It's honestly been a blessing to work with the guys that I work with, not only the players, but the coaches. From the standpoint of watching the ability to be able to teach and give back, not just on the back end like I've always done, but up front, meet with those guys, talking with BY. Like it's been an amazing, blessed experience, man. I couldn't ask for anything different.
Dan talked about this. Obviously, stepping up line coordinator to a head coach, you went from position coach to. I mean, how different is it when you're focused on the entire side of the ball as opposed to just your level unit?
I wouldn't say different because we all, and you hear this all the time, we prepare like it's a championship week. Far as the overview of everything, people understand this, when you're on the back end, you're in the line of fire every play. So you kind of understand everything that's going on from the backers. You play backer at times with the safeties on stunts in the run game. You got to make sure you understand what's going on. So I wouldn't say that it's different. I would say that it's been an exciting challenge of the overall view of understanding how they're going to try to attack the defense and understanding that you know that as you go out, it's no perfect call. We just got to go out there and play fundamental football and understand what we do and how we do it down in and down out.
How much should we expect, or what are your expectations for the rookie, Tuckeris McKinley, to start the season here?
Wouldn't say my expectations. We have a standard. So I wouldn't say my expectations. I'll correct you on that one. But just our standard, you know, he came in late, and we're very pleased with where he is right now. Coming in and adapting to our true brotherhood. It was different, and you guys know that, and we love him to death. But he had to become a part of it. And it's going to be a trending upside, and you guys will see it as we go forward.
Matt Ryan said that Duke Riley has been a player who's really stood out to him through the preseason. He's going to get to face Howard, a good running back. Is this the type of test that you'd want to see in a rookie where their first game right out of the gate is going to play a top running back?
You know what's exciting about that question is the fact that Duke Riley, when he came on his visit, was a kid that you know that, you know, this kid is not going to shy away. So we're excited to see that part. The cool part about it, he has 10 other guys around him that he doesn't have to do it by himself. So, I know everyone wants to put a bull's eye and watch him and things of that nature, but he's going to do amazing.